Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Friends, this has been an exciting month because we've had some great sports competition.
That's right. We talked a little bit about the Winter Olympics and some other sports as well. But here's a question to get us started today. Do you prefer the Winter Olympics or the Summer Olympics?
My answer is I prefer the Winter Olympics. I just like the sports in it a bit more.
I prefer the Summer Olympics for the exact same reason.
All right, so different people like different sports. Friends, which one do you enjoy and why? Well, today's lesson is called Chloe Kim, the Queen of Snowboarding. Chloe is a competitor in snowboarding for the United States and is very impressive.
We're going to learn all about her story and why she loves snowboarding so much in today's lesson. So let's get started with the first reading for today.
Chloe Kim, the Queen of Snowboarding. One of the most competitive female snowboarders of all time. Many California girls live for the beach, but from a very young age, Chloe Kim's preference went in a different direction, to snow. She was born in Long Beach, California in 2000 to South Korean parents. When Chloe turned 4, her parents introduced her to snowboarding. The child showed athletic ability and talent for the sport, leading to competition at the age of 6.
Hello everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先我们来看 snowboarder 这个名词，意思是滑雪板运动员。来看个例句。The fearless snowboarder launched off the cliff, spinning through the icy mountain air. 这位无畏的滑雪板运动员从悬崖上腾空一跃而下，在冰冷的山间空气中旋转。Snowboarder 去掉字尾的 er 就变成 snowboard， 它可以当动词或名词。当动词是指用滑雪板滑行，譬如 We plan to snowboard down the remote trails after tomorrow's fresh snow。我们计划在明天下过新雪后，用滑雪板沿着偏远的雪道滑下去。动词 snowboard 字尾加 ing 就会变成名词 snowboarding， 是指单板滑雪运动。譬如 snowboarding requires balance, courage, and a love for the thrill of winter speed。单板滑雪运动需要平衡感、勇气以及对冬季运动快感的热爱。
Let's talk about Chloe Kim, one of the most impressive female snowboarders of the last few decades.
Okay, we see here she is one of the most competitive female snowboarders of all time. Now let's talk about what a snowboarder is. These are people who ride on snow using a snowboard. A snowboard is the item you stand on, and snowboarding is the sport.A snowboarder is the person who does the sport.
All right, let's use that in a sentence. The snowboarders practice tricks on the mountain. Well, we see she is one of the most competitive snowboarders of all time. What does that mean?
This means that something of all time is either the best, worst, or something like that in history.
Okay.For example, Michael Jordan is often considered the greatest basketball player of all time.
So she is one of the most competitive snowboarders of all time. We read on, many California girls live for the beach, but from a very young age, Chloe Kibbs' preference went in a different direction to snow.
Now, when I heard this sentence in our article, I didn't fully agree with it, actually.
Okay.
California, of course, has great beaches. A lot of people love to surf. But snowboarding is really big, too, and there are also a lot of mountains.
Really? You can go snowboarding in California?
You can go snowboarding and surfing in the same day.
Wow, I did not know that. Well, we still have a great phrase here that we want to look at, friends, to go in a different direction. This means that you're going to choose another way or another style.
Okay, for example, the band went in a different direction with their new album. It sounded very different from the old ones.
Okay, let's learn a little bit about Chloe's background. She was born in Long Beach, California in 2000 to South Korean parents. When Chloe turned 4, her parents introduced her to snowboarding.
Wow, that's at a very young age. The child showed athletic ability and talent for the sport, leading to competition at the age of 6.
These are very young ages to show this much ability in any sport. And we see that word athletic there, friends. This means physically strong and good at sports.
For example, Tom is very athletic and plays 3 sports.
Okay, so if you have great athletic ability, this generally means that you're good at any sports, or maybe you're very muscular, or that you're very good at kicking balls or hitting balls. It doesn't necessarily mean you're just good at one sport.
Of course, and Chloe was very good at snowboarding. Her parents saw that from a young age, and she started competing from very early. I know snowboarding is not a very easy sport to get into, so I'm sure it was key for her to start early.
Yeah, it must have been. Well, friends, we're going to learn more about her, so let's get into the next section.
Chloe Kim, the queen of snowboarding. Though her parents supported her, they advised that Chloe focus on her education. So she spent her 3rd and 4th grade years in school in Switzerland studying French. Upon Chloe's return to California, every weekend her dad began driving her nearly 6 hours away to a popular ski resort where she began snowboarding again.
They stayed at a beach resort with pools, restaurants, and fun activities. 他们住在一个有游泳池、餐厅和各种有趣活动的海滩度假村里。Resort 另外一个意思是凭借或是宿租。片语 last resort 是指最后的办法。例如 ,as a last resort,They camped in the car when no hotels had vacancies. 当所有旅馆都客满时，他们最后的办法就只能在车里过夜。Resort 也可以当动词哦，意思是宿租于或是采取某种手段，常与介系词 to 连用。譬如 ，When negotiations failed, they had to resort to legal action. 当谈判失败时，他们不得不诉诸法律行动。
We know that Chloe started snowboarding from a young age, but that wasn't the only thing that she put her mind and her time into.
That's right. We learned in the previous section that it was her parents who introduced her to snowboarding. But we find out something else here. Though her parents supported her, they advised that Chloe focus on her education.
Okay, they advised.If you advise someone, you recommend something to them or give them advice.
Let's use that word advised in a sentence. The doctor advised Kevin to get more rest.
All right, so they advise that Chloe focus on her education. To focus on something means to give attention to that thing.
For example, he wants to focus on his studies this year rather than working a job. This means that that's where he wants to put most of his time. It's the most important to him.
Oh, this sounds like a good idea from Chloe's parents. Focusing on your education gives you a lot more options later in life. So she spent her third and fourth grade years in school in Switzerland studying French.
Okay, so we found out that she was born to South Korean parents, and now she's living in Switzerland studying French. This is really interesting. When I heard that her parents wanted her to focus on her education, I assumed that she was much older. But really, we're really only talking about her third and fourth grade years here.
Right, and she's getting all these great skills. Interestingly, Switzerland would have been a great place to practice snowboarding too, but we don't hear anything about that.
I wonder if she did any snowboarding in Switzerland. That's a good question.
Right. Okay, so she got to study some French, even in elementary school, all the way in Europe. And upon Chloe's return to California, every weekend, her dad began driving her nearly 6 hours away to a popular ski resort.
Okay, upon Chloe's return. We can say this about anybody, upon someone's return. We're just saying that something happens after they come back to a certain place.
For example, upon her return, Sarah shared photos from her trip with her family.
Okay, so what does this mean for Chloe? Well, she was in Switzerland studying French, and then she returned to California. When that happened, her dad began driving her pretty far away every week so that she could start snowboarding again.
Yeah, so she didn't lose her love for this sport. She wanted to keep practicing it after she came back to California. Well, I don't think her story is finished quite yet.
It's not, but for now, we are going to go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Talent. When I was 12, I discovered I had a hidden talent. I could recite the alphabet backward faster than I could forward. Totally useless, deeply impressive. Let's talk about talent, what it is, how it shows up, and how many of us secretly have more of it than we think. First, we often talk about natural talent or raw talent, the kind of ability someone seems to be born with. She has raw talent on the piano. No training, just instinct. Someone who's multi-talented has skills in lots of areas. He's a multi-talented performer. He sings, dances, and acts, also known as the person who makes the rest of us feel tired. A hidden talent is something you're good at, but nobody knows. Turns out she has a hidden talent for beatboxing. Surprise! And then there's emerging talent. People who are starting to get noticed for their skills. The festival showcases emerging talent in film and music. Today's unknown actor is tomorrow's celebrity. And of course, the classic talent show. That's where people get up and show what they've got. Singing, dancing, magic, frog impressions. No judgment, just applause. So whether your talent is loud, quiet, or hiding under your hoodie, it's still talent. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
Chloe Kim, the queen of snowboarding. The training paid off. Chloe won a gold medal at the 2015 X Games, making her the youngest to ever achieve that status. That led to another triumph and another gold at the 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea. There, she made a name for herself on the halfpipe, achieving a nearly perfect score of 100. This win was especially meaningful for the young athlete because her extended South Korean family was there to support her as she competed.
Winning the championship was a great triumph for the team after months of hard work. 经过几个月的努力，赢得冠军是这支队伍取得的一项重大成就。Triumph 也可以当动词，意思是获得胜利或是成功。譬如 ,The team triumphed over their rivals in the final match. 这支队伍在决赛中战胜了对手。Triumph 的副词是 triumphantly,意思是得意洋洋的或胜利的。譬如 ,She raised her trophy triumphantly after winning the championship against all tough competitors. 在击败所有强劲的对手赢得冠军后，她得意洋洋的举起奖杯。And that's all for today's Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
Athletes all need to practice and train to get better. And then when the time comes,It's time to compete.
That's right. And we see here all of this training paid off. If something pays off, it means that it brings a good result after you've put in a lot of hard work.
For example, Maria's hard study paid off with high grades at the end of the semester.
We find out how this hard work paid off in the next sentence, friends.Chloe won a gold medal at the 2015 X Games, making her the youngest to ever achieve that status. Now, earlier in our lesson, we learned that she was born in the year 2000. These games happened in 2015. That means Chloe was only 15 years old when she won this gold medal.
That is impressive. And friends, the X Games are another special competition that's held specifically for sports that are considered a little more extreme.
All right, and we see another term that we want to take a look at in this sentence. It's that word status. Status is the social or official position of a person.
For example, he gained high status in his company when he sold a big product. Now, you might hear status or status, it's the same word.
Okay, so at 15, she wins this gold medal at the X Games. That led to another triumph and another gold at the 2018 Winter Olympics. So she is just really going, things are going really well for her here. She's winning medals and competing at a very young age.
Yes, absolutely. In that 2018 Winter Olympics, there she made a name for herself on the halfpipe. Let's talk about that.
Okay, to make a name for yourself means that you become well known for something. For example, you could make a name for yourself as a fashion designer. That is what you become famous for.
Okay, she made a name for herself at the Olympics on the halfpipe. It's important to know what the halfpipe is if you want to know more about either snowboarding or skateboarding.
That's right. A half pipe is a U-shaped ramp for skating or snowboarding. It's a place where you can roll or ride on and you can do tricks on it. So usually people will practice on the half pipe.
Yeah, they go up and down and do lots of cool jumps and spins. Chloe was really good at this, achieving a nearly perfect score of 100. That's not a perfect score?
I don't know how the scoring works, but it sounds like a score of 100 would be a perfect score.
Yeah, you'd have to know a bit more about how the competition works. Well, this win was especially meaningful for the young athlete because her extended South Korean family was there to support her as she competed.
Ah, I can see why this would be so meaningful for her. Her parents were South Korean, even though Chloe was born in the United States in California. So maybe she still had family in South Korea and they were able to see her compete.
Yeah, there are so many people who live in the US, are born there, but come from these kinds of immigrant families and still go back often to visit grandparents or other extended family and feel a lot of familiarity with these places.
I always feel very, very inspired when athletes are very, very young and they're very, very dedicated, putting a lot of time and effort and training into their sport. I think it's very inspiring to see them win these competitions, even though they're so young.
I totally agree. But one question always comes up with that, and we saw that in our article too. Do they just focus on these sports, or can they also focus on school at the same time?
I think this is a really important question for kids in all kinds of different spotlights to answer, right? Because if you're really, really good at something, it means that you have to put a lot of time to train in that thing, and you might not focus on your studies at the same time.
Yes, sometimes there are sacrifices you need to make in order to pursue those dreams, while maybe closing off some other opportunities. It's a hard decision to make. Well, friends, before we continue, let's go on to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 be born in 加 place 加 year 加 to parents 的句型，它是用来描述一个人的出生背景。 In 加 place 表示出生的地点， In 加 year 表示出生的年份， To 加 parents 表示父母的身份或国籍。 注意动词要用被动语态 be born， 因为出生是发生在主词身上的动作。 我们来看例句， He was born in London in 1999 to a British father and a Japanese mother. 他于1999年出生于伦敦， 父亲是英国人，母亲是日本人。
Well, friends, we're not done learning about Chloe Kim and some of the struggles that she faced on the road to becoming a very famous snowboarder. You'll have to come back to hear more about that tomorrow. But for right now, I want to take a moment and review some of the things we learned today.
Okay, well, Chloe Kim is today an amazing and well-known snowboarder. She started out with this sport at just the age of 4 and started competing at the age of 6.
That's right. That was very, very early. We also learned today that when she was in her 3rd and 4th year of school, she went to another country to study. She was in Switzerland learning French.
Okay, but she wasn't done with snowboarding. She came back to the US and kept practicing. Eventually, in 2015, she went to the X Games.
That's right. She didn't just go to the X Games. She won a gold medal there, and then again at the Winter Olympics in 2018.
And there she made a name for herself on the half pipe. Today, she's well known for being really good at that.
Well, friends, this is certainly an inspiring story, and we hope you have enjoyed it. Make sure you come back tomorrow for the rest. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.